Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Lawmakers in Springfield have approved a plan that they hope will bring over $1 billion in revenue to Illinois. That came 15 minutes shy of a key deadline to pass it over the weekend. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal was there.
The revenue package calls for tax hikes on online sports betting, tobacco, and e-cigarettes, among several other things. It also levies an income tax on foreign profits to multinational corporations who also do business in Illinois. State Senator Selena Villanueva defended the new taxes.
We're passing this revenue package in order to fund education, higher education, healthcare, violence prevention.
Republican lawmakers were staunchly opposed, saying these taxes will burden working families the most. A handful of Democrats also voted against the package. The governor is expected to sign the plan in the coming days. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
As the Pentagon considers scaling back operations at the Rock Island Arsenal and other military facilities, a regional chapter of the National Defense Industrial Association is convening in Moline this week for its annual Midwest Government Contracting Symposium. Natalie Linville Mass heads the Iowa-Illinois chapter of the NDIA.
We've got folks from the island, but we've also got folks from other parts of the country that are coming in to let us know how they're getting through the changes with what's going on within the DOD. And then we have several folks in industry that work alongside them that will be also helping people navigate the changes that are going on. And there's a lot of them.
She says registration is open until noon today on the NDIA's website, but also will be available in person at the Vibrant Arena on Tuesday and Wednesday. Opponents of a proposed carbon capture pipeline are urging Governor Kim Reynolds to sign a bill into law that they say will help protect Iowans' private property rights. Iowa Public Radio's Katerina Sostarek has more.
Landowners facing the use of eminent domain say the bill won't stop pipelines, but it will level the playing field for affected landowners and their neighbors. Mary Powell of Shelby County recalled that Reynolds mentioned Iowa's state motto, "Our liberties we prize and our rights we will maintain," during a nationally televised speech a few years ago.
We all know that actions speak louder than words. Like many Iowans, I appreciate Governor Reynolds stating the Iowa motto is a belief and not empty words, but Iowans need action. We need Governor Reynolds to sign 639 into law.
Supporters of carbon capture pipelines are asking Reynolds to veto the bill, saying it would kill those projects and hurt Iowa's ethanol industry. Reynolds has said she's meeting with groups on both sides of the issue to help her make a decision. Her deadline to sign or veto remaining bills is June 14th. I'm Katerina Sestarek, IPR News.
A federal judge in Iowa has dismissed a lawsuit aimed at dismantling Swamp Buster. That's a longstanding wetlands law. Under Swamp Buster, the U.S. Department of Agriculture can withhold federal dollars like crop insurance and disaster payments for farmers who clear, drain, or convert designated wetlands. CTM Holdings, a company that owns farmland in Iowa, claimed that was unconstitutional. Danny Replogle is a staff attorney with the Food and Water Watch, one of several environmental groups that intervened in the case.
We were thrilled with Judge Williams's order. This is a decisive victory for wetlands and for everyone who understands how important wetlands are for climate resiliency and for wildlife habitat.
The Liberty Justice Center, one of the law firms representing CTM Holdings, says that it plans to appeal the decision. The Bettendorf Community School District is once again offering free meals for kids at multiple locations this summer. The district announced on Friday the meals funded by the USDA Summer Food Service Program will be available from June 9th to June 27th and from July 7th to the 25th. No registration or IDs will be required, though meals must be consumed on-site. Locations include Bettendorf High School, Grant Wood Elementary, Neil Armstrong Elementary, Edgewood Park, and McManus Park. This is WVIK News.